Hi, and welcome to another Google Home demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how you can actually get the Google Home to play to a Bluetooth speaker rather than using the Google Home itself as a Bluetooth speaker from devices such as your iPhone, Android phone, etc., which I've already done a previous podcast on the IC feed from me. So, first of all, let me go and open up the Google Home app. Open Google Home. And, of course, I'm using Google my iPhone Home. Here.
Open menu. Button.
Okay, I'm going to flick over to devices.
Devices.
Button. And double tap on devices.
Button.
And I'm going to rotate around to headings.
Containers. Speaking words. Characters. Headings.
And I'm going to flick down to the Office Google Home. Because that's the one I want to use currently where I'm sitting.
Devices, back rooms, speakers, bedrooms, middle rooms, front rooms, south sides, home group, living rooms, kitchen, dining, north side, speak, front and back, boys' bedrooms, kitchen speaker, study speak, office speaker. Heading.
That's the one I want to use. Flick to the right.
More options.
Double button. Tap on more options.
More options. Settings. Button.
And double tap on settings.
Set back. Button.
And we want to flick down to speakers.
Office speaker. More option. Multi-user. Linked account. Name. Off. Group. None at. Google Assist. Music. Home control. Shopping. Voice map. More. Sound setting. Equalize. Device setting. Default speaker. Choose a speaker.
That's the button. One. Default speaker. Choose a speaker. Double tap on that.
Back. Button.
Flick to the right.
More option. Choose a default speaker for music and audio. Heading.
So choose a default speaker for music and audio.
When you ask office speaker for music, it'll play on the speaker selected below. Pair Bluetooth speaker. Button.
And that's the one we want to actually use, but if I flick to the right again.
Selected. Office speaker. Button.
Okay, so the actual Google Home itself is selected for current music play. So I flick back to the left.
Pair Bluetooth speaker.
And
button.
I'm going to double tap on Bluetooth speaker. I'm just going to turn my Beats Pill on now. That's got something to pair to. Okay, and I'm going to double tap on it.
Pair back. Button.
And flicking to the right.
More options. Button. Pair your Bluetooth speaker. Heading. To get started, press the pair button on your speaker.
Which I've already done.
Select the device below. In progress. One. Scanning for devices. Beats Pill. Button.
And there's the Beats Pill. Double tap on that.
Selected. Beats Pill.
And flick to the right.
Rescan. Done. Button.
And double tap on done.
Dimmed.
And we'll just see what it does. There we go.
Default speaker set.
Beautiful. So now if I just say, okay, Google, play music.
Sure. Here's some music on Google Play Music.
And that's now playing from my Bluetooth speaker. So if I hold it up to the mic, that's the Beats Pill playing. And of course, if I turn it off, oops, that's now playing for Google Home. We just turned down a bit. And if I turn the Beats Pills back on again, okay, it's coming back through the speaker. Okay, Google, stop. All right, so if I now flick down.
More option. Choose a default. When you ask, pair Bluetooth.
Got it.
Speaker. Button.
Hey. Okay, Google. Stop.
This device.
So I've now got this device.
Selected. Beats Pill.
Or button. Beats Pill now. Okay, so if you don't want to use it, you can just flick
this
back
device.
And select
this device.
The speaker.
Default
so you can
speaker
tell
set.
That the speaker's now gone off. So if I say, okay, Google, play music.
Playing some music on Google Play Music.
Okay, that's now back on the Google Home. Okay, Google, stop. If you want to completely not use a Bluetooth speaker, I'll just show you where you can get rid
Google
of it.
Google Assistant settings, music, home control, shopping list, voice match, more, sound setting, equalize, device, default TV, alarms and time, Wi-Fi, guest mode, accessible, night mode, paired Bluetooth devices. Button.
Okay, so paired Bluetooth devices.
Back. Button.
flick to the right.
Paired blue, Beats Pill.
So I've got Beats Pill.
Added 13/4/18.
And I can tell what it was added.
Unpairs Beats Pill from your speaker.
Unpairs Beats Pill from your speaker.
Enable pairing mode.
And I can enable pairing mode, which of course enables me to actually use the Google Home itself as a Bluetooth speaker. I'm going to flip back to the left.
Unpairs Beats Pill from your speaker. Button. Unpairs Beat Alert. Unpair Beats Pill. Heading. This device will no longer be the default speaker for office speaker. To pair again, go to office speaker's device settings.
Just fine.
Cancel. Unpair.
And button. Unpair.
Unpair. Beats Pill.
Now, if I leap back.
Sound setting. Guest mode. Access. Night. Paired. Do not paired Bluetooth devices. Button.
Then flip back to the left.
Night mode. Accept. Guest. Wi-Fi. Alarms. At default TV. Default speaker. Choose. Back. More up. Choose a default. When you ask. Pair Bluetooth speaker. Selected. This device.
Okay, so as you can tell.
Pair Bluetooth speaker. Selected. Office speaker. This device.
Okay.
Back room speakers.
I don't have in that's button. The rest of my Google Homes. I don't have any other devices on here that are Bluetooth enabled for this speaker to currently play to. So I'd have to use that Bluetooth pair button again to go in, search for the Beats Pill in this case again, and use it as the default speaker on the Google Home. So it's pretty straightforward. Just remember that the place where you get rid of it is not the same place where you pair it. And let me just do a two-finger scrub to come back out.
News. Back. Button. Open menu. Button.
I'm back to the main menu of Google Home. And that will do me for this short demo on connecting your Google Home to play music to a Bluetooth speaker. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.